In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord made a covenant of peace with him that he should be a prince, that he should have the dignity of the priesthood forever. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions for your servant David's sake. Do not turn away the face of your anointed. The Lord has sworn in truth to David. He will not turn from it. I will set upon your throne the fruit of your body. If your sons will keep my covenant and my testimony, which I shall teach them, their sons also shall sit upon your throne forevermore. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord made a covenant of peace with him, that he should be a prince, that he should have the dignity of the priesthood forever. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy. Who takes away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Who sits at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy. For you only are holy, you only are the Lord, you only, O Christ, with the Holy Spirit, are most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. O Almighty God, by your Son, our Savior, you have always given to your church on earth faithful shepherds to guide and feed your flock. Therefore, we pray, make all pastors diligent to preach your holy word and minister your means of grace, and grant your people wisdom to follow in the way that leads to life eternal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for St. Timothy, pastor and confessor, is from the 34th chapter of Ezekiel. For thus says the Lord God, indeed, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep, so will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered on a cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from their countries and will bring them to their own land. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, in the valleys and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in good pasture, and their fold shall be on the high mountains of Israel. There they shall lie down in a good fold and feed in rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek what was lost and bring back what was driven away. Bind up the broken and strengthen what was sick, but I will destroy the fat and the strong and feed them in judgment. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I have found my servant David. With my holy oil I have anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Also my arm shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. The epistle is from the 5th chapter of 1 Peter. The elders who are among you I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed. Shepherd the flock of Christ, which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. This is the word of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 21st chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. The hymn is hymn 259. Preach you the word and plant it home to men who like or like it not. The word that shall endure and stand when flowers and men shall be for God. We know how hard, O Lord, the task your servant bade us undertake, to preach your word and never ask what prideful profit it may make. The sower sows his reckless love, scatters abroad the goodly seed, intent alone that men may have the wholesome loaves that all men need. Though some be snatched and some be scorched, and some be choked and matted flat, the sower sows, his heart cries out, oh, what of that, and what of that? Preach you the word and plant it home, and never faint the harvest, Lord, who gave the sower seed to sow, will watch and tend his planted word. Our sermon text is from today's epistle, 1 Peter 5. The elders who are among you I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion but willingly, not for dishonest gain but eagerly, nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Two of the three services this week are about the pastoral office. Two of those, both Saints Timothy and Titus, were in the pastoral office. The third one, which is tomorrow, is actually the conversion of Saint Paul, who was not only converted from unbelief to faith, but was told to be an apostle to the Gentiles, and thus he too was in the pastoral office. Today's epistle, Saint Peter, the apostle to the Jews, he's writing to exhort the pastors of the congregations in Asia Minor. St. Peter describes himself as a fellow elder who is exhorting other elders. The scriptural term is presbyteros, which is usually translated with the English elder, but it actually refers to a pastor of a congregation. Now, just as someone in the pastoral office can then be divided according to grades into bishop and deacon, parish pastor, as well as missionary. So here, St. Paul, who is an apostle, calls himself an elder. Yep, he is in the pastoral office, one of these grades. In most organizations, there's a hierarchy and a chain of command, and this is also true in the church. But contrary to modern ideas, this doesn't involve ruling by your own smarts. The pastoral office has been established by our Lord for the overseeing of his flock. And it is our Lord Jesus Christ who is the chief shepherd. He's the one who directs the word and the works of the flock. The pastor is supposed to deliver these words and works to the sheep. The Holy Scripture gives the occupant of the pastoral office the title overseer and shepherd. Now, for the sake of human organization, we might in love give someone authority to administer worldly things. But here, when it comes to administration, it is our Lord giving out the administration of word and sacraments. The good shepherd is the Lord Jesus who is over the other shepherds. So here the apostle, St. Peter, is exhorting the pastors. However, he wants them to know that these words of exhortation do not come from himself. Their pastors are not St. Peter's pastors. No, they are the Lord's pastors. St. Peter is a fellow elder who has been given to exhort them according to what the Lord desires. And so these words are from the Lord, and yet they apply to him as well. For those who are in the pastoral office, these are words of command, and they are also words of encouragement. Not only does St. Peter tell us pastors what to do, but he also reminds us of our duties and responsibilities in this office, and they belong to the Lord. Shepherding the flock is important. Why? Because our Lord wills it. All right, so both of you today are laymen. You need to remember that the ones who shepherd the flock have been called and ordained by the Lord, and our Lord desires that his flock be shepherded. St. Peter tells the pastors in Asia Minor, shepherd the flock. In today's Holy Gospel, we have the restoration of St. Peter to the office of apostle. Three times Jesus asks if St. Peter loves him, because three times St. Peter had denied our Lord. And in each instance, he is told to feed my sheep. If you love me, feed my sheep. Those who are into the pastoral office are to show forth their love and thankfulness by feeding the sheep. So when St. Peter exhorts the pastors to shepherd the flock, he too has been exhorted by our Lord to shepherd the Lord's flock. The second point is that our Lord is not simply concerned with outward works of shepherding. So similarly, when I explain the commandments, I tell you that God doesn't just care only about outward actions, that is, not just refraining from murder, but I say he wants you to fear and love God so that you refrain from murder. that you fear and love God, so that you help and support your neighbor in every physical need. Well, so today, St. Peter speaks up to the pastors about the motivation for shepherding the flock. Pastors are not just to shepherd the flock, they're to do it willingly, not out of compulsion. Pastors are not just to shepherd the flock, they're to do it eagerly, not for dishonest gain. Pastors are not to just shepherd the flock, they're to do it as having been given a trust, and not as if they are lording it over. Ah, yes, these words of exhortation are given to remind and to encourage, but the law always exposes the sin in the sinner, and here it is, the sin in the pastor, the shepherd. Yes, do it, but do it in this way. So you too, you may ask yourself whether you are coming to church willingly or whether it is because of compulsion. The pastor asks himself whether he is holding service because he wants to or because he is compelled to. You may ask yourself, are you eager to hear the word of God, or whether you're simply here to get something out of it, good reputation, etc. The pastor has to ask himself whether he is preaching because he is eager to share the word, or whether he's simply doing it because they pay him to do it. You may ask yourself whether you are diligent in your vocation, correcting your children, or whether you just like lording it over them. And the pastor wonders whether he is being faithful to his ordination vow, or whether he simply likes to be in charge and tell other people what to do. Yes, so we are exhorted today to take a look, to examine our actions and motivation. St. Peter goes on to say to the pastors that they are to be examples to the flock. Now, as I have shown, you see that pastor and layman have a different, well, entrust given to us. You have the job of hearing, and I have the job of preaching. Nevertheless, we're both under a common Savior. The same Lord who corrected St. Peter is the same Lord who exhorted the pastors in Asia Minor by means of St. Peter. St. Peter confesses his sin, receives forgiveness, and then he goes about the duty of shepherding. So God's people received the word of God, that they too might confess their sin, receive forgiveness, and go about their duty of hearing the word of God and loving their neighbor. So you see, St. Peter's exhortation shows us a very high standard which the Lord requires of his pastors. It is a humbling thing to realize, well, your lack of being willing or eager. It is a humble thing to know that you don't desire to be an example for others. And yet this exhortation is not unique to the pastoral office. God requires all his people to have a new heart, one which is willing and eager, and which will serve as examples for others. Now, the Lord's pastor is directed to give encouragement to God's people by announcing the forgiveness of sins. Ezekiel says, I will seek what was lost and bring back what was driven away, bind up the broken and strengthen what was weak. Shepherding the flock involves exhortation and forgiveness. So the Lord's shepherd is also to receive that same exhortation and forgiveness. So here's the way it all works. The pastor speaks the words of absolution and forgives the flock. The pastor hears the words of absolution and knows that his sins are forgiven as well. The pastor distributes the body and blood of Christ for the forgiveness of sins. The pastor receives the body and blood of Christ for his sins against the pastoral office entrusted to him. The pastor baptizes and reminds the flock about the promise and holy baptism that sins are being washed away. The pastor, too, lives in his baptismal calling by those same words. What an example it is when Peter is a fellow elder and the pastor is a fellow baptized believer living in forgiveness as the life of a Christian also. So St. Peter concludes saying this, "And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away." Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.
Amen.
Page 143, the Canticle Create in Me.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your free spirit. Amen.
Let us pray. O thou gracious and merciful God, of your goodness you have called pastors to be your servants of the Holy Word. You have authorized them to teach and to preach, to pronounce absolution, to administer the holy sacraments. And so we ask, make us willing and ready to receive their work with rejoicing. You know, however, that our pastors have no strength of themselves, and that they are continually assailed by the devil and his hosts. And so we pray you, strengthen them in these perilous times with power from on high. Restrain our adversary and all his following, that we may faithfully and successfully do what you have commanded, receive your law and gospel, that it may not be confused, that we may receive the sacraments as they are rightly administered, and that we may not grieve the Holy Spirit by our sins, but instead, by his gracious indwelling, we may be found faithful servants, giving you love and thanksgiving. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, we here remember the suffering and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Wash my hands in innocence, O Lord, and go about your altar. The offertory psalm. Mm-hmm. The enemy shall not outwit him, nor shall the wickedness afflict him.
I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague those who hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name his horn shall be exalted.
O The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is good and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. Because you have mightily governed and protected your holy church, which the blessed apostles and evangelists instructed in your divine and saving truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy on us.
O Christ, the Lamb of God,
who takes away the sin of the world, grant us your peace. Amen. Let the partaking of your body, O Lord Jesus Christ, which I, though unworthy, do presume to receive, according to your loving kindness, be profitable to me, for the receiving of forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation, who with the Father and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, I'm not worthy you should come under my roof, but only speak the word, and my soul shall be healed. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for me, preserve my body and soul unto everlasting life. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. The blood of our Lord Jesus, which was shed for me, preserve my body and soul unto everlasting life. Depart in peace. Amen. Come. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Past our lips as food, O Lord, may we possess in purity of heart what is given us in time, be our healing for eternity. Once I have sworn by my holiness,
I will not lie to David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever like the moon, even like the faithful witness in the sky.
Stand. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people. A light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. Refreshed by the participation in the holy gift, we beseech thee, O Lord our God, that we may receive the blessings of your holy sacrament. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.